1490 AM Radio Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. In business news for the Notre Dame de Grasse borough, a new ballet studio has opened here in the neighborhood, stepping towards inclusivity and acceptance. Ballet Hop NDG is the most recent location for the Ballet Hop franchise, with 5 locations around Montreal. Ballet Hop NDG wants to cater specifically to the needs of the NDG community.
You're getting an experience that's like no other ballet school, I find. Like I say, I've worked for ballet schools who are more of the, I'm going to train you to become a professional. And that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. However, there's a big, big, massive population who just want to dance for fun. And there's a massive population who actually used to dance and they got scared of dancing because of the strictness of what ballet is. And this is something that really I enjoyed about Ballet Hop, because it meant that, you know, a mum or a grandma or a dad or somebody who maybe has never done ballet before in their life can come into a class and actually start and learn and enjoy it.
That was Kate Doucette, the franchise owner of Ballet Hop NDG. This studio stands out by fighting negative stereotypes surrounding ballet. Ballet is an infamously intimidating form of dance. A 2023 study from Frontiers in Psychology described how widely many young students of ballet experience high levels of shame, anxiety, and negative feelings about their body. Ballet Hop seeks to create a positive environment for all types of people, working against those negative associations with the art form.
And sometimes people have not been in ballet for, like I say, years and years. Or they did ballet through their teens and then they got scared. So it kind of like replenishes that need for some kind of dance in their life, and then does it in a way that is safe and joyful and non-judgmental.
One of the attendees of the studio, Gwenda Wells, who works at the McGill University Health Center and is approaching retirement, hasn't taken a ballet class since she was a child.
It was just too strict, too militaristic in a way, and I didn't do it. I didn't love that, but I love to dance.
Ballet Hop is just getting started in NDG, but it has been received well, with attendance for some classes already using a wait list. With multiple different classes, the age of adults attending Ballet Hop range from 17 to 70. They are not separated by age or body type. Dancers' needs are accommodated on an individual basis within the group settings. Here's Gwenda Wells once again.
I would never have thought that I'd be doing ballet, right, at this point. Yes, tango, yes, like groove, other forms of dance, but I would never have thought of doing ballet, but I would completely recommend this for seniors, whether they have a dance background or like a ballet background or not.
Here's Doucette again on that inclusivity.
We want people to come in and dance because they enjoy dancing. Correct them if they want to be corrected, but also keep them safe while they're doing that. So it's finding that happy balance of being a strict ballet class, a technical ballet class, but also giving them the opportunity to just dance freely.
With files from Serena Abeljude, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. Up ahead, we have an hour of alternative electronic music, usually stuff that exists beyond just EDM. I like to kind of throw on a variety of styles, kind of indie rock-ish sometimes, usually with electronic influences, stuff like ambient, like indie-tronica, whatever you want to call that genre. I usually throw stuff that exists on multiple genres all over the place. So I'm going to start this week with this new extended version of this new LCD sound system track, X-Ray Eyes. The individual song itself, the like original one, it's good. It's an LCD sound system song. They have a new album coming out sometime either next year or the year after. They said they're working on it, and this was kind of like a teaser. But recently they threw out this 10-minute version, which is like exactly what you want from an LCD sound system song, just like something you could really get lost in. And so it's easy for me because I just kind of get to sit back and relax for 10 minutes, and you get to enjoy this new LCD sound system track. So again, I'm going to start this week with this new LCD sound system track, X-Ray Eyes, specifically the extended Trash Can Dub version, here on CJLO 1690 AM.
discover a festival where documentary films and celebrations come together. Bold screenings followed by electrifying nights. Come and experience RIDM. It's happening in Montreal from November 20th to December 1st. Check out the complete program at RIDM.ca. The Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, where all stories meet.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
CJLO 1690 AM. 25 years and we're still getting louder.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. You heard the LCD Sound System track, X-Ray Eyes, the extended Trash Can dub. Usually when I come on, I talk about like two or three tracks I play, but this one was 10 minutes long, which is like the time I could have spent playing many more tracks, but I think it was worth it. I really like that track. So, just like right in between when I was playing that LCD Sound System track and between now, I saw that there's this new Wiley Hopkins track titled All Up, and I gave it a spun, and I think it is really good. Usually Wiley Hopkins is kind of like indie rock-ish, in that kind of same bag as like a James Ivey, who I really like, who again, if you want to extend it to a larger artist, Porter Robinson-ish. In that kind of scene at this point where Porter Robinson has turned into a little bit more of like an indie electronica artist. So yeah, I'm going to play this Wiley Hopkins track and then I'm going to stay in this kind of like sugary sweet realm. I'm going to play a track by Jamie Page after this titled I Wish That I Could Fall. And then after that, I'm going to play this Anna Monoguchi track titled Air Online. So yeah, first up with Wiley Hopkins, here is All Up on CJLO 1690 AM.
World to you. I live my life in simple ways. attention. But I would start again if it did you right. Oh, I spend my days, my fists against this wall, and not a single sound seems to make it through.
I could be yours.
CJLO 1690 AM, you're listening to Patch Notes. I'm your host, Eric Weider. So far, you heard, after the break, All Up by Wiley Hopkins. Again, really sugary, really bouncy. Short but sweet track, I would say. After that, I Wish I Could Fall by Jamie Page. I would say longer, but also sweet. And then I played Air Online by Onomanaguchi. I have so much love for that album, USA, and I'm just really, really looking forward to what they're doing next. I saw on Dave Friedman's website, who is a mixing artist. He has like this news site where he just kind of posts like whatever's going on in his life, what clients he's working with, like even if they haven't announced an album yet. And he said that he was mixing Onomanaguchi's new album. So that should be coming out sometime next year. And I'm very interested to see what they have in store, especially working with Dave Friedman, who worked with MGMT like a lot, worked on Magdalena Bay's most recent album, did all the mixing for that, and a lot more. So yeah, something I was looking at the other day was the new Igloo Fest lineup. Big EDM, you know, classic Montreal winter festival. I went to it about 2 years ago, I want to say. I saw Porter Robinson and Wave Dash, which is like a really incredible lineup. And then I also saw Mark Kismet and Black Tiger Sex Machine a few weeks later, I believe. That was also cool. My opinion on Igloo Fest is like, it's awesome for the lineup, but the experience I had was very interesting. I'm not a festival person. And so, you know, going to my first time festival and it being like negative 40 degrees and everyone kind of like huddled together and some people doing like mosh pits and falling over and get completely muddy, and then like the festival ends and I see like a bunch of cracked phones on the ground and like people missing their glasses and stuff, I'm just like, okay, maybe this isn't really for me. But then I see this lineup and I get really tempted again. Artists like Blade and Doss are performing, who I like kind of need to see, honestly, so I might go to that. And then they're closing out February 8th with Forte, Avalon Emerson, and Priori, who I played Priori on the show and Forte as well, but I haven't played Avalon Emerson. And something I want to note out is sometimes I do this on the show is like when I see a good album cover, I have to say how good it is. This album came out in 2022, I believe. And even though it wasn't my favorite of the year, the album cover is just fantastic. Name of the album, Avalon Emerson and the Charm. Music's pretty cool, too. You know, again, nothing I'm like crazy like gaga over it, but again, just like nice, just kind of nice, like chillish music. So I'm going to play this track from Avalon Emerson titled Dreamliner. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. I'll let you know what tracks I play after that. So yeah, keep locked in here on CJLO 1690 AM. And again, here from Avalon Emerson is Dreamliner. Lights out.
Take yourself. Concordia, start your engines and get ready to end your semester in style. On November 30th, Canada's Drag Race star Kiara is taking over Reggie's and hosting an unforgettable night of drag. Also, all profits go to the Canadian Cancer Society. This event is presented by Queer Concordia and Concordia Relay for Life. For more details, follow their Instagrams, at Queer Concordia and at Concordia Relay. Come for the glam, stay for the cause. Doors at 8:30 and show at 9.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Hail, traveler. Browse my fine potions, for this is my potion shop.
I am the finest potion seller in all the lands. Be wary, traveler. The roads are perilous ahead.
Mayhaps you want one of my potions for your venture.
I can offer you my finest CJLO 1690 AM potion, if you have the coin.
Fare thee well, traveler.
CJLO 1690 AM, we're nearing the top of the hour, so I'm gonna finish out with these two tracks and then I'll come back, say goodbye, and I think that'll be it. So I'm going to play this next track by Umadgma. I'm sure I just butchered that pronunciation, but I did the best I could. Umadgma, I believe is how you pronounce it. I believe Ukrainian-Canadian duo. Name of the track is The Road to Lees. And then after that, I'm going to go back in that like sugary sweet realm and play a newish Snail's House track called Yukataka. And then, yeah, few tracks I played before the break was Games of Power by Homefront, Leave the City by Clay and Mono, and Right by Looking Ears. All three are fellow Canadian artists from all over the country. So yeah, but again, from Umadgma, here's Road to Lees on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
CJLO 1690 AM. That's going to be it from me. You've been listening to Patch Notes. I've been your host, Eric Weider, and stay tuned for next week because it's going to be a very special episode. Tomorrow, I'm going to be interviewing Machine Girl, new album out now, MG Ultra, I believe is the name of the title. I'm not going to be messing that up tomorrow, that's for sure. Yeah, really great duo. They're going to be coming to Montreal on December 19th. It's going to be a great show. And yeah, stay tuned for that interview next week. So yeah, that's about it. Till then, take care, everyone.
Take it to the bus upstate. I should have taken the wrong turn and made.
This is Josh Martinez reporting live from